in on our family segment this morning. We're going to play a little song lyric here. Listen to this and tell me if you don't think this is about, for a lot of families, the elephant in the room issue.
Home cooked meals and my rent is free. Stay up all night and then I sleep filthy. Life is good, well, happy birthday to me. Because I'm still living at home at age 23.
23? Living at home? Well, Thanksgiving is about a lot of things, but for many families, it's a test of the empty nest. College-age kids return home on break, find their rooms have been converted to home offices. Also, fledgling adults sometimes have difficulty deciding whether they want to revert to childhood or just show off how grown up they are. Takeaway Family Contributor Lisa Belkin joins us now. She writes the family and parenting blog Motherload for the New York Times. She's writing on this very subject today for the blog. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
So the issue of kids living at home till late and also coming back home from college and kind of creating tensions at home is really quite a big issue. What do you have on this subject for us this morning?
Well, I have my own son coming home in about a week, so it's that song. Oh my goodness, not the Jaws one, the one you just played.
Yeah.
It's the first time they've been away. They have established a bit of their own life. And now they're re-entering, and is the same person re-entering into the same place that it was when you all last saw each other? And no, of course not. And you have to figure out the new rules, the new dynamic.
So, Cortez Riley, you're a 21-year-old student at the University of Minnesota. You're headed home for, what, about the fourth time now?
About the fourth time.
Any advice for moms on dealing with a 21-year-old like yourself, and what are your frustrations?
From my past experiences, I feel that going home, it has been a bit awkward. Obviously, I love my family, but I guess I've kind of gotten used to my life at college. And so when I've gone home, it's kind of like I've had to adjust. So I guess some advice that I definitely can give to some parents is to, I guess comfort the children, of course, as much as they possibly can. And, you know, be mindful that they have changed just because they have been college and they've been experiencing new things and I know trying to get to know themselves. And so, you know, just be mindful of the change and see what you can do to, you know, accommodate the change and
okay.
Things like that.
All right. Lisa Belkin, how do you set rules about things like drinking and, going out till, 3 in the morning?
Well, ideally, the experts tell us, you've started this conversation already before they left, and I haven't. So,
I suspect most
Lisa. People haven't. So you have to start it when they come home. And I think you just have to assume that they have had a different life there than they do at home and confront that, you know, and then it has to be what you can live with. Is it okay with you if this child now comes and goes as he or she pleases the way she did at school? I don't know where my son is on an average night here, but I don't necessarily want to be up at 3 in the morning worrying about him because he's within arm's reach. So talk about that.
Talk about
whether or not they need to clean up after themselves in a better way than they might have at school.
All right. So, Chris Shea, you're also on the line. You're a dad. You have 3 kids, 2 of which are in their early 20s. So did you set rules and talk about this beforehand and plan carefully for this kind of tension?
Well, good morning, everyone. Ideally, that's what all parents would do, but no, we weren't the perfect at that. But Lisa's been talking about is very true when it comes down to the importance of communication and asking questions and definitely acknowledging that your children are now growing up and becoming young adults.
How do you regulate issues like drinking and staying out late? And you're actually a substance abuse counselor, so I imagine it would be a little tough in your house.
It can be, and, it's definitely different when you're dealing with your own than, what my work is. And, I am kind of lucky being a clinician, and also with my work on young adults at Father Martin's Ashley has kind of helped prep me. But really what we try to do, when they are home is just to ask open-ended questions and, help and aid in that communication.
Cortez Riley, where do you sleep when you go home? Do you still have your old room?
No, my family actually moved to a different house.
I hate it when that
happens. So I know. So, I didn't have a room. So every time I go home, I usually have to sleep in, like, my mom's bed, a little sister's room, or on a little room, something like that.
All right. Well, Cortez, have a great Thanksgiving, and try to be gentle with your parents. Chris Shea, good luck to you, and happy Thanksgiving. And Lisa Belkin, you want to give us a last thought before we go?
Yeah, my son's room is there, but it's cleaner.
Lisa Belkin writes the Family and Parenting blog for the New York Times. That's our family segment this morning.